Looking at this week's parasha, so another famous incident, Yaakov and Esav with the Bechera. Yitzchak Avinu goes ahead and he instructs Esav to go ahead and go out there, go hunting, capture food, bring it back, and I'll give you the brachas, the future of what was intended to be Klal Yisrael. And Rivka goes ahead and she turns to Yaakov and she says, no, you're going to be the one to go. Go ahead, I'll vouch for you, I'll take care of you. Go ahead. And she tells him, you go out, I'll give you the clothing. And she tells him, he says, go to my supply of livestock and take from there shnei gedayim, take two goats from there to bring them, and I'll cook them up, and you can bring them to Yitzchak. So Rashi quotes a Pirkei Derabbi Elazar. It says, this is rather strange. Yitzchak ate so much, he ate two goats. So he says, rather, that night was Pesach. The intention was that these two, preparing these two goats, one would be intended to serve as a conceptual lily, so we have Karban Pesach, and the other one would serve as matamim, perhaps, Karban Chagiga, something to be eaten along with the Karban Pesach. Now, it's true that day was certainly Pesach, and it sounds, though, however, that there's no real inherent connection. It sounds like a confluence of two random events. On the one hand, you have a Karban Pesach. On the other hand, you have a brachis. Nothing really connected, except it was a good piece of advice. If you look further, it seems much more in the parish that would line up with this. The Shulei Divskin points out that if you look at how Yaakov performed his act and Esav performed his act, there are a number of discrepancies in the pasuk, even though Yaakov originally intended to replicate what Esav was about to do. Now, what happens is like this. Yaakov comes in, he brings the food, he also brings wine and lechem. You don't find yain v'lechem, you don't find by Esav, he brought anything except for the meat. That was it. Aside from that, you find the terminology when he comes, and when Yaakov comes, he tells his father, Geshana, and eat from the food that I'm preparing for you. Geshah says Rashi, he's lushing to lean, to sit there to lean and eat the food. When Esav comes in, he says, stand up, stand, come, kumna, avi, v'yoychal, come, stand up and come and eat the food. He tells him to sit, he tells him to stand, what's going on over here? So Shulei points out that Yaakovinu fully intended the Yitzchak to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach as meant to be intended. He says, the yain was the yain of Dalat Kaisis. He says, the lechem was the lechem of Masri. When he tells him to sit, Rashi says, lushing the seba, he's intending you should eat it by seba. Do it, if you're going to go ahead and come to Pesach, do it properly. According to that, it would come out also well, as Shulei points out, that when Esav comes in, Yaakov Yitzchak tells him, he says, I can't eat. V'aichal mikol b'terem, before you came in, I already ate everything. He couldn't eat anything more. That's it. It was so full, he couldn't eat anything else. He says, V'aichal mikol means I finished eating. I ate after came in already. The Shulei, in the favor of the Shulei, they bring down, when they told this over to Reb Chaim Zonnefeld, he pointed out, he responded by pointing out, when he says, V'aichich b'mirmo, he said, b'mirmo is the gematri after came in. V'aichich and ibat after came in. Another remnant in the pasuk. Al-Kafanim states here that Yaakov certainly knew what was going on, and he intended to be a Karban Pesach. Interestingly, Yitzchak never requested the Gedei Yizim. Rivka was the one who came up with the idea. So Al-Kafanim, there was a concept here that Rivka wanted intended to be a Karban Pesach. And the question is, what shayach is to the brachas? Why would that have to do with the brachas? I didn't see anyone speak about it, but I would suggest that the concept of giving brachas is not merely, tell someone, that's the shliach, he said this, he said that, he should be rich, he should have nachas, everything else. Brachas throughout Chazal you find can only exist where there's potential for something to exist. And the bracha is always a way that the person who's giving the bracha wishes the person who's the recipient to maximize their potential. But the potential has to exist first on some level, and that bracha would be to maximize that, to use it to its fullest. Yitzchak is looking here for the future of Klal Yisrael. He's going to see one of these two children here, and he's going to say, you're going to be the future, and I'm giving you a bracha, you should have all the tools you need to maximize your potential. You should have all the help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should have the ruchnius, you should have the gashmius, and you should succeed. Rivka tells him, you want to go ahead and convince your father that you're the one who has the potential to succeed, go ahead and bring Karban Pesach. What's the point? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the first ones to be like him, connected by the Zohar. Until then, nobody believed in Hashem. Avraham comes along, he's the first one, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and they're like him, connected by the Zohar. We find the Darius, the one carbon which is miyuchad, every time you're perished from the Zohar, Karban Pesach is the way to go. Karban Pesach was the first act of the Yidden to be perished by the Zohar. Zohar is chukas HaPesach, Guy cannot eat it. It's nothing which is meant to be the whole essence of Karban Pesach, subject for a different time, but the whole essence of Karban Pesach is meant to be a dividing line that I'm a Yidden, not a Guy. I don't do what they do. The time they are cheap, they bow down to. That was the definition. We don't do it by the Zohar. The Darius would always be the dam was connected, that what the stargazer said in Mitzrayim. We don't belong to Teva, we don't belong to the Zohar. We have our own path and we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to convince Yitzchak, you're the one right to carry on his message, so go ahead, take the Karban Pesach, show him you know the message, and you're going to be the one to carry on the Karban Pesach with Darius. And if you go ahead and give him that message, then Yitzchak will see you being worthy and he'll give you the brachas.